Coach, on Thursday you guys came out flying, and today it seemed to be a bit of a different start. To what would you attribute that?
Well, it's hard to explain. I really liked our second and third period, and I thought in the first period we were, sometimes it's just about one or two details, trying to make plays, and that's a good forechecking team that we faced. It's a team that if you give them a little bit of time to forecheck and you're not coming back as fast as you can, or you're not making quick plays, they'll take advantage. And that's really what they do really well, and that's their strength. And I thought in the first period we let them forecheck. And by doing that, you lose momentum, you get stuck in your zone, you force some plays, you turn the puck over, and then first thing you know is you're down in the game. But I thought you guys regrouped pretty well in after the first period, and we played very well in the second and third period.
So what would you attribute those adjustments to? Like, was it something you were able to see and make an adjustment to how they were playing you in the first, or like, did your team react differently?
No, I think we focus on what we do well and what we need to do in order to be successful. And when we go, if you look at our team, when we're playing the right way, first thing we do well is we track. We come back to our zone extremely well, and then it gives us a chance to get the puck out. I think combination of synergy between our forwards and our defensemen, we were coming back but not hard enough, and our D's were not getting the puck out. It's not on the D's or on the forwards. It's all five guys on the ice. So I think, and they took advantage of that. They created some momentum in the first period, and then we fixed the problem after the first period, and we went from there, and then you could see that, you know, we had our chances.
And the other thing also is that Gillies played a very good game for them in that.
Absolutely. We had great chances. Cormier, Spacek, Appleton, we had great chances to tie it up and go from there. But that's a good league. He's a good goalie. He's a big goalie, and he made some big saves.
Player who seemed to stand out a little bit was Cam McLeese. I thought his game was pretty good for you guys tonight. What were your thoughts on your forward?
Yeah, I agree. I think he's been playing extremely well for a long time now. His ability to execute what needs to be done, his positioning, like we talked about this before, is close to perfect. And it's now he's more confident with the puck. He's stronger. He's more used to the league now. So you can see a player that can make a difference. He's contributing in many ways. His penalty kill skills are pretty good. He can play center. He can play the wing. And now he's creating more offensively. So he's helping the team a lot.
One adjustment you had to make was losing Mike Skarbos in that first period. Do you know what his status is?
Not yet. We don't know yet. I guess we'll see in a couple of days. And we lost Beaudoin early in the second period. So we were down 11 forwards and 5 Ds. And the guys battled hard. I mean, they worked hard. It was not a matter of not working hard enough. It was a matter of executing faster in the first period. And from there, when we did that, I thought we were the better team.
You lost Nick Batan in the second period of the last game. He wasn't a player for you tonight. Is there any update on his status?
Well, we hope for Monday. If not, certainly hope for Wednesday. But he's probably, from all the guys that we know that are injured, he's probably the closest one to come back.
Next questions are about the other two, which that I know of, Brendan Lemieux and Julian Melchiori. What is the status of those two?
I'd say Nick Petan is the closest one. Brendan should be the second next. Hopefully Toronto. So next weekend. And Melchiori has to go through the process of concussion and so we're going to be careful with him. We're going to take our time and when he's going to be ready. So it could be a week, could be 2 weeks, could be 3 weeks. We don't know. It depends how he feels on the ice and with his workouts off the ice first and then going on the ice by himself. And then he'll practice with the team and we'll go from there. So I'd say in order would be Petan and then Lemieux eventually and Melchiori.
At this time of the year, as the games dwindle, how much do you look at the scoreboard? I mean, Chicago is up 2-0 after 20 minutes, ends up losing 5-3. Are you paying attention to that?
Yeah, we do. Absolutely. We absolutely. We certainly look at what we do. But after the games or before the games, when they play, we look at them. And we always do. No matter what, we do all the time. So it's normal, but we pay a little bit more attention at this time of the year.
Some forwards that were out tonight, some other players. We talked about the injuries, but the other players getting a chance to play some more significant minutes on more offensive roles. Is that a bonus of the schedule at this point that you know you're going to get these players back before playoffs, so you have some time to play some of your depth forwards?
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes it's a matter of what the team is facing and the injuries and then what we're having, what we're facing, the adversity we're facing. And, I mean, it's a league rule. You have to put 5 forwards on the ice. So, and it gives some guys a chance to play. And having this opportunity to play at this time of the year just before the playoffs – I think it's good for our team because they play more minutes, they get more involved, they get to experience different situations that normally they wouldn't. So I think that's a positive side for sure.
And then finally, just look ahead to Rockford on Monday.
I'm going to evaluate today's game, and today we'll start working on Rockford.